Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
What's up, everybody? Joey Christopoulos, Sports Talk Chicago, with the first day of free agency in the NFL wrapping to its conclusion. Let's do a quick reaction right here on Sports Talk Chicago. Make sure you tune into the full episode a little bit later this week, but I had to jump on and talk about the Chicago Bears making some moves, not just via trade. They had three players today. So let's just start here before we get into the names. On this show, I love talking about how the Chicago Bears are the offseason kings. Crown us every single offseason. Well, they do not disappoint, ladies and gentlemen. These are some strong moves. And listen, we can talk and chew gum at the same time. The Chicago Bears were bad on the defensive line last year. They were bad on the offensive line last year. Some of these players that they're bringing in, they're not elite players, or they were elite players. They're maybe a little bit older. Some of them have a little bit to prove. But the Chicago Bears got better on the defensive line and offensive line today. It doesn't mean that either unit is elite yet. But right now, they got better than where they were. Whether that brings us back to average, baseline, we're just going to have to wait and see. But prayers answered if you're a Chicago Bears fan today. So let's start with the first big signing. Happened right after free agency began. We talked about it on last week's show. A lot of people have been talking about him. 26-year-old center from the Atlanta Falcons, Drew Dellman, signs a three-year, $42 million deal, $28 million guaranteed with the Chicago Bears. Anyone who's been watching Bears football the last 4 or 5 years knows that we've had problems snapping the ball, and it has been a turnstile at that position. And at the very least, they get a center who is considered, bar minimum, to be above average, a lot better than what we've had in previous years. He's now paired with Joe Tooney, who's at left guard. Maybe he's a left tackle. We'll get to that in future episodes. Jonah Jackson probably moves to right guard. Darnell Wright. We talked all last year and into the offseason that the Chicago Bears needed to change four spots in their offensive line. Darnell Wright was the only piece that I thought they could have moving forward to build around. And they've replaced him with three guys. And now with this draft coming up, you do have the flexibility to maybe draft the left tackle of the future, another offensive lineman, or a defensive lineman. And that's where my question comes into play with some of these guys. If it's Will Campbell, if it's maybe even Kelvin Banks at 10, are they left guards or are they left tackles? Are they going to make Joe Tooney play left tackle? Story for another day. But this was a prime target for the Chicago Bears. They went out, they got the deal done, and honestly, a lot of people were saying it was going to be $18 to $20 million a year. Looks like it's going to clock in at about $14. If he plays well this year, my guess is they're going to try and extend him immediately, but really, this is a two-year deal. They got active on the defensive line, too, as well. Grady Jarrett, 10-year veteran, two-time Pro Bowler from the Atlanta Falcons. This guy is a fan favorite. This guy's great at stopping the run. He's a little bit longer in the tooth, but 3 years, $43.5 million. Again, ostensibly a two-year deal that you can get out of. But nobody saw Grady Jarrett hitting the market. And maybe his best, most elite days are behind him, but they just got better stopping the run up front. Grady Jarrett, Jervon Dexter, Andrew Billings, that's a good combo to start with. And we'll see what happens in the draft if you can add to that mix. They also got busy signing Indianapolis Colts defensive end Dayo Adbengu, 3 years, $48 million, an annual salary of about $16 million a year. So earlier in the day, a lot of people were hoping maybe Khalil Mack and the Chicago Bears were going to have a reunion. He signed for a one-year, $18 million deal to come back to the San Diego Chargers. So it's fair to question just a little bit why they turned towards Dayo from Indianapolis at 16 when they couldn't get Khalil Mack for 18. Two reasons. One, maybe Khalil Mack wanted a little extra money to move, uproot his family, and come back to Chicago. The other one is also obvious, the age. Khalil Mack is 34 years old. They think they might have a little bit of a higher ceiling. He's 25 years old, Adbengu. So they're rolling the dice a little bit here. But again, It opens up the flexibility in the draft. They can get a defensive lineman if they want to at 10, pair him, and have a nice little rotation for a couple years and see how it goes. So the Chicago Bears got better defensive tackle, added, not saying better yet, added to their defensive end rotation, and got better at center a week after getting better at left guard or left tackle and right guard. So heavy lifting in the trenches. It's not sexy, but get excited, Chicago Bears fans, because this is good news. The Chicago Bears got better. There's no other way to say it. There's no other way to slice it. No other way to cut it. Chicago Bears got better. If they stay healthy, we will see what happens. But compared to some of the talent that was available to the Bears last year on both lines, the resume, the pedigree, the talent, the skill, the versatility even, just got better with the Chicago Bears moving forward. Which brings me to my final point. At pick 10, I'm sticking with offensive line and defensive line. That's my opinion. I love Ashton Jeanty. I would not take Ashton Jeanty for the sole reason that the running back class is fantastic. I'm not saying Ashton Jeanty is a person. I just don't think he's Saquon Barkley. And if you have this offensive line now, I think there are a lot of guys in this draft. I've talked about them. Quinshon Judkins, Travion Henderson, Omarion Hampton, Breshad Smith, Caleb Johnson. A lot of guys to choose from at 39 and 41. They also now have the opportunity to possibly trade back at 41, get more draft capital, and get more swings at the bat coming up in the draft. But it's a good week. They're serious around Hallis Hall, or so it seems. They're throwing the money around with Ben Johnson now in the fold. Ryan Poles has made splashy free agent moves before. The Commanders giving the Chicago Bears a run for the money and offseason king right now. But hey, this is the sweet spot. Soak it up. These are the good times right now. We don't know what's going to happen in September, October, November, December just yet, but we're feeling pretty good about it. So take a shovel, pour us a nice thing of coal, and throw it in the hope train. Because you're starting to see a little smoke billow out and maybe some speed, a little locomotive by the time August hits around. Let's talk ourselves into double-digit wins. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Today is a good day for the Chicago Bears. Everyone knew that they need to upgrade defensive line and offensive line and defensive line. They did that with veteran moves, guys that have been around. Grady Jarrett, great locker room guy. Joe Tooney, great locker room guy on both sides of the ball. They need that. And Chicago Bears, what can I say? Got a little bit better today. That's going to do it for my quick hit. Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. Tune in a couple of days. I'm going to talk about this at length among other Chicago sports topics. Follow us on socials at Sports Talk Chi. Like this video, please. Hit the subscribe button. Notify for the future videos that are coming up. I'm Joey Christopoulos. I'll talk to you soon.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.